You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday morning, the Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa, or PSNA, wrote to the New Zealand Foreign Minister, Winston Peters, requesting that New Zealand initiate the call for an internationally enforced no-fly zone over Gaza. PSNA co-chair John Minto said that this would be a small but practical step to blunt Israel's continuing genocidal attacks on Palestinians. I spoke with John Minto to talk about the appeal to Foreign Minister Winston Peters, New Zealand's commitment to the region, as well as the impact it would have if New Zealand was to take action. Why has the Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa chosen now to initiate this call?
Well, we've chosen now because we've looked at every other avenue we could get our government to take some action. And it seems our government has been absolutely silent in terms of developing any pressure whatever on Israel. It's refused to take any of the steps that the people of New Zealand have been calling on the government to do. And when I say that, I mean the majority of people in New Zealand want the government to impose sanctions against Israel, but the government is refusing to do that. So this is a step where the government can initiate something and bring other countries in line with it, and in a way that would bring effective pressure on Israel. So we see this as a, you know, the sort of action a small country can do to show an example to the world.
And why do you think it's important for New Zealand to be the ones that initiate the call?
Well, I think because New Zealand is a Western country, it's part of the, if you like, the broad Western alliance, and it is Western countries which are the problem. The Global South have been calling for action against Israel for decades, in fact, and the Western countries have been stalling and giving Israel absolute impunity for the war crimes it's committing. So it is very appropriate that it is New Zealand, one of those countries in that Western alliance, which breaks ranks and says, no, we are not going to put up with what the International Court of Justice says is a plausible genocide in Gaza. We are going to take action. And the best way at the moment would be to have a no-fly zone over Gaza, which would immediately stop Israeli raids or the Israeli attacks on the people, on Palestinian people of Gaza, the civilians of Gaza. We need to do our bit, and this is a way we can make a really effective step in the right direction.
Could you just explain some of the impacts that would happen if a no-fly zone over Gaza was to be internationally enforced?
Well, what would happen is New Zealand initiated the call and there was widespread global support for it, then the pressure would ramp up on Israel immediately. In fact, I don't think we'd actually need the zone. Israel would then be forced to negotiate with Hamas for the permanent end of the war. In January, Israel signed a ceasefire agreement, which had three stages to it. And Israel only implemented the first stage, and it's refused to implement the second stage, which would involve the complete withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza, along with the release of all of the Israeli hostages. Israel doesn't want to do that. And so what I think would happen is that Israel would be immediately forced to go back to the January ceasefire agreement, and we would be back on track to end this killing spree in Gaza.
Do you think that New Zealand has a commitment to the region, given its history dating back to 1917?
We do. I mean, New Zealand troops fought against the Ottoman Empire in Palestine. They fought to free Palestine alongside the British, and the Palestinians at that time, the people living in Palestine, they fought against the Ottomans as well. They wanted to get rid of their Ottoman occupiers, and New Zealand helped to do that. And New Zealand, well, along with the Western Alliance, said to the Arab leaders, if you fight with us to get rid of the Ottoman Empire, or get rid of Turkey from Palestine, then we will allow you to become independent states. And of course that happened right throughout the Arab world, but except for Palestine. The British would not allow independence in Palestine because they'd already promised a Jewish homeland to the Zionist people who wanted a Jewish homeland. So we ended up with New Zealand being part of a betrayal of Palestine from those early days during the First World War.
And how will the morale of New Zealanders be affected by the outcome of this appeal?
Oh, I think, you know, New Zealanders would be absolutely thrilled if the government took this action. You know, New Zealand, we are a small country, but we have had a reputation in the past as an honest broker, as a country which speaks truth to power, which supports an international rules-based order around the International Court of Justice and the International Criminal Court, got all that history. We had the history of speaking out against nuclear weapons in the 1980s, against the apartheid regime in South Africa. You know, we're a country which, when it speaks, other countries listen. And I think New Zealand could take that position now and be a world leader in ending what is happening in Gaza at the moment.
Suggestions for a no-fly zone have been made in the past, but you said that there's never been a better time for a concerted international effort to enforce such a zone over Gaza. Can you explain why you think this time is different?
Well, this time is different because we had the ceasefire agreement in January, which provided a what turned out to be only a temporary pause in Israel's genocide in Gaza. And then Israel resumed its brutal attacks, its killing of more than 100 civilians every day in Gaza. It is absolute industrial-scale killing of Palestinians, which the Israeli Defense Force has been involved in. We need to stop that. New Zealand signed up to the Genocide Convention where we said we would stop, we would prevent and punish the crime of genocide. We've taken no steps at all to do that. So New Zealand is in the ideal position now to call for this no-fly zone, which would, I think, immediately stop Israel's attacks on Gaza, because international opinion would be strongly supportive of such a no-fly zone. The US wouldn't support it, but if the rest of the world gets behind it, the US will have no alternative.
If this appeal by the PSNA were to convince New Zealand to initiate the call for an internationally enforced no-fly zone, what could the next step be for New Zealand to make a positive difference in the area?
Well, I think the next step would be for New Zealand to call for, not for negotiations between Hamas and Israel. We don't need negotiations. What we need is a timetable for Israel to abide by international law and United Nations resolutions. And if New Zealand stood up for that, we would find the vast majority of the world would stand with us on that. And we would be able to pressure the US and the other Western leaders who are holding out and supporting Israel and giving it absolute impunity for the war crimes it is committing. I think the world needs this break. New Zealand is the ideal country to do it. I know that Winston Peters will be reluctant to do it because he worried that the US government might impose tariffs on New Zealand. Well, to be really frank, this is a genocide. And if we are not prepared to speak out and use our voice to condemn a genocide and to demand accountability for Israel, then New Zealand has lost any moral authority it may have within the world as a whole. And I think deep shame at the moment covers most people in New Zealand when they think about what we could be doing and what we're not doing. So public opinion polls show New Zealanders want the government to take action. And we should demand that of our government. And we should be prepared to face down the US in a way that the rest of the world would absolutely applaud. And any loss through tariffs posed by the US will be more than made up by the gains we would make in trade with the rest of the world.
That was PSNA co-chair John Minto on the PSNA appeal to Foreign Minister Winston Peters and why New Zealand should be taking action.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.